Hey everybody, welcome to another first run of Bald Movies. Tonight we saw the resurrection of Jackie Chan.
Resurrection?
In the movie The Foreigner, which is, I guess, based on a novel called The Chinaman.
Yeah, apparently.
I've not read that novel. I'm kind of interested in it because I, back in the day, that kind of like techno thriller, spy and soldier craft, Tom Clancy stuff was my jam.
Yeah.
It was my jam.
I think, so that's the problem I had with it is back in the day, like, I don't know that I really want to see a whole lot of more movies like that.
Okay.
I didn't think it was bad. I just, it didn't wow me. I thought there was some funny stuff in it, which was nice to see from Jackie Chan, because that's kind of what I know him for, is his martial arts and the comedy in his movies, which I mostly enjoy, unless you talk about the Tuxedo or Chris Carter. Anywhere in there. Not Chris Carter. What's his name?
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker, yeah. Fuck, I hate that guy.
I like him. I celebrate
I've tried
all.
To forget
I like
name.
The Tuxedo, even. I had
Really? Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, at the height of her powers. So this movie is directed by Martin Campbell, which, if you don't know, directed GoldenEye, Casino Royale, both of the Antonio Banderas Zorros. I thought he did a great job. I thought this is the best English-speaking Jackie Chan movie ever.
Ever?
Yeah, and I think that like he brought a real like a gravitas and a lot of emotional depth and pain.
He did,
It's got to be his best acting job. I thought he did a pretty good job in Karate Kid. That was a stupid, stupid movie that shouldn't have existed, but...
He loved his car so much, he had to kill some people, I think. Beat some children, certainly.
I thought he did an excellent job. I thought Pierce was really great. And you know, and the fact that this is kind of like set around a redux of the Troubles. Do you know much about the Troubles?
The Troubles?
The Irish conflict?
Oh, they're called the Troubles? No, I obviously don't.
Oh.
I know that the British and the Irish have been at each other's throats
some centuries
for a very long time.
I don't know a lot. I mean, I know growing up the Weekly Reader, you know, the little school newspaper they used to set out, U2's Bloody Sunday and Tom Clancy's Patriot Games. But I understand it's a really, really bloody, ruthless affair, and I think they felt like they captured that. Like, holy shit, these guys are not playing around.
They did.
And the whole movie had that kind of just ruthless ferocity in its combat. And I mean, there's a couple things. I guess I have a central problem with the premise that I think keeps this from being a great movie. Because I feel like with just a few more tweaks, this would be like Jackie Chan's Logan. Like, people would be talking about it like, oh my God, this is like, this is a serious fucking action film. This is the thinking
Jackie
man's action
Chan's
film.
Jackie Chan's JCVD.
Yeah. But it just little bit missed a mark. But still, I think it's great. I hope it makes a lot of money. I like Jackie Chan. 63 years old.
Is that how old he is in this?
Still, no, that's how old he is in real life.
Well,
And still kicking ass.
Yeah, no, he definitely, there's some pretty kick-ass Jackie Chan stuff in here. It's not, you know, his former glory days, but it's still way better than I could do even today at 35.
Well, you know, and I was thinking because, like, I don't want to spoil anything, but in the early goings, Jackie Chan is playing old man Jackie Chan.
Sure.
And the way he's moving, I was thinking, like, and the trailer didn't really show a lot of ass kicking, and I was like, I wonder if Jackie Chan can actually still do this. Is this going to be a little sad? Is this going to be a little Sylvester Stallone and Expendables?
Right.
And it's not. It's not.
No, it's not.
So, I mean, don't go there expecting Rumble in the Bronx or fucking Legend of Drunken Master.
Drunken Master, no.
But it's really very competently done, Matt Damon, Bourne Identity-esque the combat. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there is no world in which Matt Damon could ever, even if he was 20 and Jackie Chan was 70, beat Jackie Chan in a fight. I mean, Jackie Chan would still, to this day, stomp all over him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm wondering how old Jackie Chan would get before you'd have to lay even odds on. Because Matt Damon's getting older, too.
15 more years.
Matt Damon's no spring chicken at this point. And it's like, you know, I might even sweet spot. That's just like Jackie Chan will never be able to be vanquished by Matt Damon.
Never.
In a hypothetical fight between the two.
Definitely not.
I don't think I can say much more about it other than it's, you know, like if you like the Taken films, this is like a better version of Taken.
Yeah.
And it's it looks incredible. It's got a great look. It feels got a great cast. Wouldn't you think, because Ramsay Bolton, not I'm sorry, not Ramsay, Bruce yeah. Bolton plays Pierce Brosnan's second banana security guy.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think he gets the first banana gig? I feel like he's ready for first banana.
Yeah, I would have seen him as first banana in this if he tried to go first
banana.
He would
be a really good Bond villain.
Yeah. Like, I could buy that.
He could be I don't know if he can play heroic. I've never seen him anything like that, but I feel like this is a good statement film from him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about some trailers then.
Okay.
A lot of trailers I've already seen before. Yeah, I was
The Snowman for the 100th time.
Jesus Christ. I actually was browsing my phone during that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me call up my notes. Oh. Here's a new one. Roman J. Israel Jr.
Yeah, man.
Denzel Washington. That looks pretty good.
That looks awesome.
I mean, it's an interesting, like, they set up Denzel as he's this I don't know if this is based on true story, probably not. But he's like this civil rights attorney, criminal defense attorney. He's always tilting at windmills and doing good. And for whatever reason, he decides to sell out.
Yeah.
And make a lot of money, turn it into a very dangerous person.
Pissing off a lot of people, yeah.
And then what happens?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It seems like one of those movies where the central person is just so relentlessly a thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, he is relentlessly, like, meticulous and, like, stands up for, you know, what he believes in, whether it's good or bad.
Right.
I feel like it's one of those kind of movies.
Yeah, but I don't think so, because I think it's a cautionary tale of him selling out, and then does he... I mean, because it doesn't look like he's got... I mean, I've seen Denzel Washington kick a shit ton of ass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Man on Fire, Book of Eli.
Training Day, sure.
I believe him as a badass. He's not playing that in this movie.
No,
he's playing,
not.
Like, beginning to be Grandpa Denzel.
Yeah.
And he reminded me a lot of Totoro's run in as that the dude with the bad skin in The Night Of on HBO.
Mm,
he's that kind of lawyer. And I don't know, like, if people came after John Turturro in The Night Of, I think he would just die.
Yeah, probably.
I think he would just fucking die. I don't know. There's a guy. I peeked ahead at the Lunch with Jim and Aaron thread while I was just waiting for the movie to start, and someone's got this hypothetical situation about what do you do if the government goons or whatever come at you with machine guns and all you've got is two clips and you're in a second story window. And I'm like, I think you die.
Yeah, I die.
I think you die.
Certainly.
Unless you're fucking Deadpool, you're probably going to die.
Or maybe Jackie Chan.
Or Jackie Chan, yeah. As Rorschach. I mean, you're going to die. So I feel like Roman J. Israel just might die.
He might, yeah.
He's like, you know, if they came at him crazy legally, he'd probably hand him their ass. But if they come after him with, like, blowtorches and pipes, I think he might die. I don't understand how they're going to derive drama out of it.
Well, it's one of those, like, Ozark things, and I don't think you've seen Ozark. But
no, I have not.
But he has, like, this one skill, this one, like, determining factor of his personality that gets him out of all of his jams. I feel like it's going to be one of those movies.
What is it?
It's his ability to talk himself out of a situation.
All right.
And just, I guess, his general intelligence. And I feel like that's going to be the saving grace of Denzel in this movie. But it looks like a super interesting character.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm curious to see when it comes out and what all's attached to it. Den of Thieves. 50 Cent and Pablo Schreiber as the bank heist guys square off against Big Dick Gerard Butler.
Right. As the world's worst cop.
Yeah, I mean, this is... I've seen this movie a million fucking times. I've seen it done as a farce in Point Blank. I've seen it done pretty straight up and awesome in Heat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Like, if you're a mid-20s dude and you're excited for this movie, I don't begrudge it. But I've seen this a half a dozen times, and I don't really have any interest in watching it again.
Yep.
Anything else you want to say about that?
Not really.
All right. I'm kind of curious to see what 50 Cent does with the... Because this...
Yeah.
Has he got any other credits, film credits?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, like this sure. big of a film credit? Because he's like...
I can't remember anything this second high profile, billing. But yeah.
I know he's been in stuff. I'd be interested to see how he does on it, but like I just don't have no interest in the movie at all.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Molly's Game last week?
No.
This
yes.
is the female that runs the woman that runs the poke the international.
No,
Empire.
So you and I watched this trying to determine what movies we were going to cover.
Yes,
And we decided not to do this one in favor of Murder on the Orient Express. I think.
Oh, see,
I think they come out the same week.
I don't know which one I want to. Did we already
this preview? I think was different, and I think it was better.
Yeah. So I think this looks. This is Jessica Chastain, right? Mm-hmm. And she plays this woman who, for whatever reason, gets involved in this multi-million-dollar illegal underground poker ring.
Yeah.
And this is based on a true story. And
she kind of builds it, I guess. Like,
yeah,
one of the most popular rooms.
Right.
Yeah.
She, like, I feel like the story is that she was brought in as kind of like a hostess. And for some rich and powerful dude that's setting up these illegal poker rings, she somehow splits off on her own, makes a god-awful amount of money. I mean, this is essentially, like we talked about last with the Tom Cruise movie, how you've got the bad boy doing bad things and making a ton of money and rich and dangerous, and it's super fun until it's not.
Yeah.
This is the gender-bent version of this.
Uh-huh.
And Idris Elba comes in as her attorney that's trying to defend her as she's trying to get out of the game. And I honestly don't, but it looks super interesting and fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm really torn up between it and the Oriented Express about which one we should see. And if we've committed
yeah,
in the newsletter or whatever, then whatever.
I think it's Murder on the Orient Express, but honestly, like they showed those two previews sort of back to back tonight. Yeah. And I was like, Molly's Game might actually look better.
But here's the, I mean, I feel like I've seen a bunch of movies like Molly's
yeah,
Game. I am interested in the female side of the equation,
mm-hmm.
and see what like a Wolf of Wall Street or a Goodfellas kind of thing looks like with a woman at the center. And I love Idris Elba. I feel like he missed. Idris is a hardworking man.
He was in a lot of stuff this year.
He made this. He made
the
Dark Tower, and he made that Mountain Between Us,
right?
And maybe he's got something else up his sleeve. But that dude was fucking on camera 99% of 2017, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be cool. There's a new Thor trailer, or at least I don't think we've discussed it. I continue to be. I don't know if this movie is going to be good, but it looks amazing. It looks like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm just in awe of, like, who the fuck came up with all this? Like, I understand that this is all based on the comic books, but, like, the look and feel and how fucking, like, Renaissance gothic everything looks. Like, everyone's seen the scenes of, like, Kate Blanchett throwing her myriad of spears at the, Viking warrior girl that's got a whole bunch of Pegasus that she's riding to battle, and how fucking badass it looks. But mm-hmm. someone came up with all that and executed it, and it looks amazing. It looks gorgeous. It looks funny. I'm really excited for it.
And it sounds great, too. I actually like the song that they were playing quite a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you caught up on Thor? Did you see this Thor? You're not going to say that. You probably have not seen any of the Thors.
I don't think I saw the last Thor. I definitely saw the first Thor.
Okay. All right. Also, it's like, like Loki. It's kind of like they're leaning into like Loki's the ne'er-do-well brother, but you can't really hate him. And like every fucking Thor movie is going to be Thor busting him out of some prison. And
is Anthony Hopkins still there?
I don't know.
Is he still in a glass case or whatever?
No, he's not. He's I don't think he's Odin sleeping.
They ought to just put him back to sleep and keep him CG locked in a box forever.
But yeah, that's definitely one we're coming. I already got my tickets. It's November 2nd. So
shit.
We've got the next movie that we're going to be seeing is
Suburbicon.
Speaking of Matt Damon.
Right.
No word of Jackie Chan is going to be his arch nemesis.
Yeah, I'm still holding my fingers, crossing my nose.
Crossing your nose.
Crossing my fingers to see Jackie Chan.
I mean, this is the gang. This is the Coen brothers written, George Clooney directed, Matt Damon starring, Ocean's 15.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like Goodfellas in a suburb.
Only it's an accountant
written by accountant written by the Coens. So
does Matt Damon got something like he heard like he saw Ben Affleck in a shitty accountant movie? He's like, hey, I'm gonna fucking
gonna
do you one better. That's right, goddamn right.
Maybe Matt Damon requested this movie to be written.
I Yeah,
one
I mean,
up his
if
buddy.
If you can order up a spec script from the Coen brothers, then more power to you. Actually, no more power to you. You've got all the power you need in Hollywood.
Yep.
That is it. That is where we end the nonprofit, non-exclusive part of the review. We will be doing a little bit of spoil. I can't imagine we're going to be talking like this. Isn't going to be
not
a Blade
a ton
Runner.
Of spoilers. No,
but I do want to talk a little bit about the highs and lows specifically of
Me
the
too.
Movie. And we'll be doing that in the exclusive spoiler section. You have to be a club member to get past these velveteen ropes. You can do that at club.baldmove.com. We will be happy to take your credit card and your money in exchange for this juicy spoiler review. And hey, you can try it 30 days free, club.baldmove.com. Very weird on the accent, on the punctuation. Without further ado, let's get to the spoiler section.